A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. He wants a full terminology deep dive on modular small part storage. You know, those slanted plastic bins on the hardware store wall, the cabinets with dozens of little drawers, the racks that hold them. He's asking what the correct names actually are, which terms are generic versus industry specific, whether there are any de facto standards like Euro boxes, and what combination actually makes sense for a home workshop. It's the kind of question that sounds simple until you realize everyone calls these things something different.
They're not wrong exactly, they're just speaking different industry dialects. A warehouse manager says picking bin, a maintenance supervisor says drawer cabinet, and the guy at the home center says that plastic thing with the slanty front. Same objects, completely different conceptual frameworks.
The slanty front thing.
It's actually called an open front bin, and the slant is the defining feature. It's not cosmetic. The angled opening is what lets you reach in and grab a screw without tilting the whole bin forward. That design choice, that little lip, is the difference between a bin that works and one that dumps its contents on your floor.
The taxonomy here isn't just pedantry. It maps onto actual function.
And that's where I want to start, because Daniel's question gets at something real. If you walk into a supplier and ask for parts bins, you might get shown a wall of Acro Mills slanted bins, or you might get pointed towards stackable totes the size of a microwave. The terminology gates what you actually end up buying.
All right, let's build the taxonomy then. What's the correct name for the classic slanted plastic bin?
Open front bin is the generic term. It describes any bin where the front face is cut lower than the sides and back, giving you access without removing it from the rack. In warehousing and logistics, those same bins get called picking bins, because they're used in order picking operations, where a worker walks along a row grabbing items. In heavier industrial contexts, you'll hear hopper bin, which originally referred to gravity-fed containers where parts slide forward as you empty them. The slanted front on a hopper bin isn't just for access. It's designed so that when you pull one screw, the next one rolls forward into reach.
Hopper bin implies a specific mechanical behavior, not just a shape.
Right, and that's where a lot of the confusion comes from. People use hopper bin to describe any slanted bin, but a true hopper bin has that gravity feed geometry. Acro Mills, which is the dominant brand in North America for this stuff, calls their product line Lin Bins. That's a proprietary name for their specific open-front stackable bin system. It's like Kleenex versus facial tissue. A Lin bin is an open-front bin, but not every open-front bin is a Lin bin.
Then drawer cabinets are a completely different animal.
Totally different philosophy. A drawer cabinet, sometimes called a small parts cabinet when it's wall-mounted with lots of little drawers, is an enclosed unit where each drawer pulls out on slides. The big names there are Stanley Vidmar for heavy-duty industrial drawer cabinets and Acro Mills again for the smaller plastic drawer units you'd mount on a wall. The drawer cabinet solves a different problem than the open front bin. Bins are about speed. See it. Grab it. Go. Drawers are about protection and organization density.
Dust, moisture, shop grime.
If you're storing electrical connectors or plumbing fittings, you don't want them sitting open collecting sawdust. A drawer cabinet seals that away. It also lets you subdivide. You can put dividers inside a drawer and categorize by size or type without everything mingling. The trade-off is access time. You have to open a drawer, maybe two, versus just reaching into an open bin.
The terminology landscape. Just to map it out. Open front bin is the generic for the slanted plastic container. Picking bin is the logistics term for the same thing in an order fulfillment context. Hopper bin is the industrial term, technically for gravity-fed designs, but often used loosely. Drawer cabinet is the enclosed pull-out system. Small parts cabinet usually means a wall-mounted unit with many small drawers. Parts organizer tends to mean a portable case with dividers.
That's a clean summary, and parts organizer is worth lingering on because it's the term you'll see at retail. Home Depot, Lowe's, those aisles. It almost always refers to a portable plastic case with adjustable dividers inside, often with a clear lid so you can see what's inside without opening it. It's the thing an electrician throws in the truck for a job. Not designed for mounting on a wall, not part of a larger rack system.
The retail hardware vocabulary is its own dialect.
It is, and it's optimized for the weekend project buyer, not the professional setting up a permanent workshop. That doesn't make it wrong. It just means if you're trying to build out a system that scales, you need to know the industrial terms to find the industrial products.
Let's talk about standards, because Daniel specifically asked whether there are de facto standards like Euroboxes in this space.
The short answer is no. There's no universal dimensional standard like VDA 4500 for small parts bins. But that doesn't mean it's chaos. What exists instead are ecosystem standards. Acro Mills has created a de facto standard in North America through sheer market dominance. Their louvered panels are 36 inches wide and accept bins in specific width increments. The most common bin sizes, and these are numbers worth knowing, are the Acro Mills 1024, which is 4 inches wide by 3 inches deep by 2 inches high, and the 12424, which is 4 inches wide by 4 inches deep by 3 inches high.
The bins are 4 inches wide, and the panel is 36 inches wide. That's 9 bins per row if you pack them tight, or 12 with narrower bins mixed in.
12 bins per row is the standard configuration with the 4-inch wide bins, because the louvered panel has mounting slots on a grid that accommodates that spacing. The key thing is that once you commit to Acro Mills panels, you're in the Acro Mills ecosystem. A bin from Rocco, the Danish brand, won't fit those louvers. The mounting tabs are different. A Sortimo L box is 400mm by 300mm at the base, which is a completely different footprint.
The brand lock-in is built into the mounting hardware.
It's probably intentional. Acro Mills sells you the panels, then you keep buying Acro Mills bins forever because nothing else fits. Stanley Vidmar does the same thing with their drawer cabinets. The drawer dimensions and slide mechanisms are proprietary. Sortimo's L-BoxX system uses a stacking interlock that only works with other L-Boxes. DeWalt Tough System has its own latching mechanism. None of these talk to each other.
It's the razor and blades model, but for plastic boxes.
Which is frustrating from a consumer standpoint, but also kind of rational. A universal standard would require all these companies to agree on mounting tab geometry, louver spacing, drawer slide positions, and they have zero incentive to do that when the ecosystem lock-in is so profitable.
The practical advice for someone setting up a workshop is pick one ecosystem and commit.
Pick one and commit, yes. And the choice depends on what you're doing. Let's walk through the major configurations because this is where Daniel's question about practical guidance really lands.
Open front stackable bins versus drawer cabinets. Where do you start?
Start with what you access most. Open front bins are unbeatable for high frequency items. If you're reaching for a number 8 wood screw 20 times in an afternoon, you want that in an open bin at eye level on a wall panel. The Acro Mills Linbin system is the reference design here. The bin stack on louvered panels. They're available in something like 20 different sizes, and you can reconfigure them in seconds by lifting a bin off one louver and snapping it onto another.
The bins themselves are cheap. A couple bucks each for the small ones.
Right. The 124 bins run about $2 to $3 each. A 36-inch louvered panel is maybe $30 to $40. So for under $150, you can have a wall of 40 bins covering your most common fasteners. That's the cheapest entry point into a real organized system.
Drawer cabinets are the upgrade path.
They're the next tier. A drawer cabinet, something like the Acro Mills 39 drawer cabinet, which is about 20 inches wide and mounts on a wall, gives you enclosed storage for things that need protection. Electrical connectors, O-rings, small springs, anything that corrosion would ruin. The drawers are typically clear plastic so you can see contents, and they come with dividers. The Stanley Vidmar equivalents are the industrial grade version. Steel drawer cabinets rated for hundreds of pounds per drawer, used in maintenance shops and manufacturing for tooling and heavy parts.
The home workshop sweet spot is probably wall-mounted bins for fasteners, plus one drawer cabinet for specialty items.
That's the combination I'd recommend for 90% of home workshops. And the wall-mounted versus freestanding question flows from that. Wall-mounted louvered panels save floor space, critical in a garage or basement workshop where every square foot counts. They also put your most used items at eye level, which reduces the cognitive load of searching. You're not bending down, not opening doors, just scanning and grabbing.
The freestanding racking is for when you outgrow the wall.
Acro Mills sells dedicated shelving units, 36 inches wide, 12 inches deep, 72 inches tall, with adjustable shelves designed to accept their standard bins. These are essentially industrial shelving optimized for bin storage. Once you have hundreds of different fastener types, the wall isn't enough. But that's a professional scale problem. Most home workshops never need freestanding racking.
Daniel also asked about portable organizers versus fixed workshop storage.
This is where the Sortimo L-Box and DeWalt Tough system come in. These are stackable, latching boxes designed for mobility. The L-Box is the European standard for tradespeople. 400 millimeters by 300 millimeters at the base, various heights, and they stack and latch together into a tower you can wheel onto a job site. Sortimo also makes vehicle racking systems that the L-boxes slide into, so an electrician's van becomes a mobile workshop.
Tough system is the DeWalt version of the same idea.
Same concept, different ecosystem. Tough system boxes are rugged, IP-rated for water and dust resistance, and they use a side latch mechanism to stack. The dimensions are different from L-box, so you can't mix them. If you're a contractor moving between sites, this is your system. You pack job-specific kits into boxes, stack them, and go. The trade-off is that portable systems are less dense than fixed storage. A wall of open front bins packs way more items into the same cubic volume than a stack of portable boxes.
Because portable boxes need thick walls, latches, handles. They're built for abuse, not density.
A tough system box might have a cubic foot of interior volume but takes up more than a cubic foot of space because of the structural shell. Meanwhile, a wall of Acro Mills bins is almost all usable volume. Thin plastic walls, no wasted air between bins.
The home workshop recommendation, and I want to get concrete here, is a hybrid approach.
Three pieces, and I'll put numbers on it. First, 136-inch louvered wall panel with 30 to 40 Acro Mills 10-12-4 and 10-12-4-4 bins. That covers your screws, nuts, bolts, washers, the fasteners you use constantly. Second, 1 12-40 drawer small parts cabinet for electrical components, plumbing fittings, O-rings, specialty hardware. Third, if you do any mobile work, a portable stackable system, Sortimo L-Box, if you can find it in North America, or DeWalt Tough system, which is everywhere. Total cost for the first two pieces is about $200 to $400, depending on bin count and drawer cabinet size.
That's surprisingly reasonable for a system that'll last decades.
The bins are injection-molded polypropylene. They'll outlive you. The louvered panels are powder-coated steel. This isn't the kind of storage you replace every 5 years.
Let me push on something. You said pick one ecosystem and commit. But what if someone already has a mix of random bins from different brands?
Then you have a compatibility problem, and you have two options. Option one is the clean slate approach. Sell or donate the random stuff and start fresh with one ecosystem. Option two is separate racks for separate brands. You can mount an Acro Mills panel on one section of wall and a Racco panel on another. The bins don't need to talk to each other, they just need to each have their own mounting surface.
The sin isn't owning multiple brands. It's trying to make them interoperate.
Don't try to jerry-rig a Racco bin onto an Acro Mills louver. It'll fall off, probably when you're reaching for something, and you'll have a cascade of screws across the floor. I've seen it happen.
Speaking from experience,
I may have, in my pre-podcast life, attempted some creative bin mounting that did not end well. Let's leave it at that.
Let's talk about the scaling path, because Daniel asked what grows well from hobbyist to professional.
The beauty of the wall panel plus bins approach is that it's inherently modular. You start with one 36-inch panel and 20 bins. When you need more, you mount a second panel next to it and add more bins. The system scales horizontally. Just keep adding panels along the wall. When you run out of wall, you add freestanding racking. When you need mobility, you add a portable stack. Nothing you buy early becomes obsolete later.
The drawer cabinet is the step function. That's where you cross from organized hobbyist to serious workshop.
A drawer cabinet signals that you're storing things that need protection, which usually means you're doing work that generates dust, or you're storing materials that are sensitive to moisture or light. It also means you've accumulated enough specialty hardware that the open bins can't keep up. You don't need a drawer cabinet when you have three types of screws. You need one when you have 30.
The professional workshop is just more of everything. More panels, more bins, multiple drawer cabinets, plus the mobile system for job-specific kits.
The professional configuration I see most often in maintenance shops is wall panels for fast-access consumables, a bank of Stanley Vidmar drawer cabinets for tooling and precision parts, and a set of portable boxes staged near the door for field calls. The three systems serve different workflows.
One thing we haven't touched on is labeling. It seems trivial, but it's where most systems fail.
It's where they all fail, and it's not trivial at all. An unlabeled bin is just a mystery box. You end up pulling three bins to find the one you want, which defeats the purpose. The Acro Mills bins have a flat front surface designed for labels. You can use a label maker, write on tape, or even just a Sharpie directly on the plastic. The drawer cabinets usually come with label slots. But the system that changed my life was clear bins with labels on the front face and a sample of the contents visible from the front.
You're reading the label and visually confirming at the same time.
Two-channel identification. It sounds obsessive, but when you're in the middle of a project and you need a specific fastener, that half second of visual confirmation versus reading a label you're not sure is current, it matters.
All right, let's address some misconceptions, because Daniel's question implies he's seeing conflicting advice out there.
The biggest one is all plastic bins are the same size, you could mix and match. They're not, and you can't. An Acro Mills bin has mounting tabs spaced for Acro Mills louvers. A Ra'ako bin has a completely different mounting system, often a hook-over-rail design rather than louver tabs. A Sortimo L-Box has no mounting tabs at all because it's designed to stack, not hang. These are not cross-compatible, and trying to mix them means buying adapters or building custom racks, which defeats the purpose of a modular system. Drawer cabinets are always better than bins. This one is persistent because drawers look more organized. But for high-frequency access, bins are faster. A drawer requires two motions, pull, then reach. A bin is one motion, reach. Over the course of a project, that difference compounds. The right answer is bins for speed, drawers for protection, not one or the other.
The third one. You need one system for everything.
This is the purity trap. People want a single unified storage solution, and it doesn't exist. A wall of bins can't protect sensitive items. A bank of drawer cabinets can't give you the at-a-glance visibility of open bins. A stack of portable boxes can't match the density of either. Professional workshops use all three because they serve different functions. The unity isn't in the hardware, it's in the organizational logic you apply across them.
That's actually a helpful reframe. The system is the categorization scheme, not the plastic.
The bins and drawers are just the physical manifestation of how you've chosen to group your hardware. If your grouping makes sense, all wood screws together, organized by gauge and length, it doesn't matter whether they're in Acro Mills bins or Ra'ako drawers. The storage hardware serves the taxonomy, not the other way around.
Let's talk about the European versus North American landscape, because Daniel's in a part of the world where he might encounter both.
The divide is real. North America is Acro Mills territory for plastic bins and Stanley Vidmar for industrial drawer cabinets. Europe has more diversity. Sortimo in Germany for mobile systems, Ra'ako in Denmark for modular drawers and bins, and a whole ecosystem of Euronorm shelving that integrates with standardized containers. The Sortimo L-Box has become a de facto standard among European tradespeople the way Acro Mills has among North American workshops.
In Israel, where Daniel is, he's probably seeing a mix. European imports alongside American brands.
Likely, which makes the pick one ecosystem advice even more important. If he's sourcing from multiple regions, he needs to be deliberate about compatibility. Buy the panels and bins from the same manufacturer, in the same product line, at the same time if possible. Even within a brand, older and newer product lines sometimes don't interlock perfectly.
Is there any movement toward a universal standard? You mentioned Euroboxes for bulk storage. Could that happen for small parts bins?
I'm skeptical. The Eurobox standard, VDA 4100, emerged because the automotive industry demanded it. When Volkswagen and BMW tell their suppliers use this box or lose the contract, a standard gets created. There's no equivalent forcing function for small parts bins. The buyers are fragmented. Individual workshops, maintenance departments, hobbyists. No single customer has the leverage to demand cross-brand compatibility.
The market stays balkanized.
balkanized but stable. Acro Mills has owned the North American small parts bin market for decades. Sortimo owns the European mobile tradesperson market. DeWalt and Milwaukee are fighting over the contractor portable system market. Everyone's making money in their own walled garden. A universal standard would be better for consumers but worse for shareholders, so it probably won't happen.
Unless something disrupts the manufacturing side. 3D printing, maybe. If you can print your own bins to any dimension, the brand lock-in weakens.
That's the wild card. If 3D printing gets cheap and fast enough, you could print bins with custom mounting tabs that fit whatever panel you already own, or print panels with adjustable louvers. The open source hardware community has already started designing parametric bin models. You input your dimensions and mounting system, and it generates a printable file. It's niche now, but in 5 or 10 years, it could erode the proprietary ecosystem.
The advice today is pick an ecosystem and commit. But the advice in a decade might be download the STL file and print what you need.
Which would be a better world, honestly? The fact that I can't buy a bin from one company and hang it on another company's panel is absurd when you think about it. It's a plastic box with a hook. The engineering problem was solved in the 1950s. The incompatibility is purely commercial.
All right, let's bring this home with a concrete action plan. Someone listening wants to organize their workshop this weekend. What do they do?
Step 1. Audit what you have. Dump out every coffee can, every random drawer, every shoebox full of hardware. Sort by category. Wood screws, machine screws, nuts, washers, electrical connectors, plumbing fittings, specialty hardware. Count how many distinct categories you have. That tells you how many bins or drawers you need. Measure your wall space. A standard 36-inch louvered panel needs about 3 feet of horizontal wall and mounts at whatever height puts the bins at eye level. If you have 6 feet of wall, you can fit 2 panels. If you have 9 feet, 3 panels. Buy the panels and bins together from the same source. Acro Mills is the safest bet in North America. Rocco, if you're in Europe.
Step 3. The drawer cabinet decision.
Look at your sorted piles. Anything that's sensitive to dust, moisture, or light goes in a drawer cabinet. Anything you access less than once a month goes in a drawer cabinet. It's not worth the prime wall real estate. Everything else goes in open front bins on the wall panel.
Step 4 is labeling.
Label everything before you fill the bins. It's much harder to label a bin that's already full of screws. Use a system that's easy to update. I like painter's tape and a Sharpie for the initial setup, then a label maker once you're sure the organization is stable.
If you need mobility, add the portable system as a separate layer. Don't try to make your wall bins portable.
The portable system is for project-specific kits. If you're doing electrical work, you pack a tough system box with wire nuts, connectors, terminals, and your tools, and that box goes to the job site. When you're done, it comes back to the workshop and lives on a shelf near the door. It doesn't replace the wall bins, it supplements them for a different workflow.
The final configuration for a home workshop is wall panels for fasteners, a drawer cabinet for specialty items, and optionally a portable stack for mobile projects.
That's the 90% solution. Total cost, $200 to $400 for a solid starter setup. Total time to install, a Saturday afternoon. And the payoff is every project after that goes faster because you're not hunting for hardware.
It's one of those rare cases where the organized solution is actually cheaper than the disorganized one. If you factor in the time spent searching and the duplicate purchases because you couldn't find what you already owned.
The duplicate purchase problem alone probably pays for the bins within a year. Every home workshop has at least 3 partial boxes of the same drywall screws because someone couldn't find the first box and bought another. We all are. That's the real value proposition here, not just tidiness, but actually knowing what you have and where it is.
To wrap this up, Daniel, the terminology is open front bin for the slanted plastic containers, picking bin or hopper bin in industrial contexts, drawer cabinet for the enclosed pullout systems, small parts cabinet for the wall, mounted multi-drawer units, and parts organizer for the portable divided cases. The standards are ecosystem-specific, not universal. Acro Mills dominates North America. Sortimo and Rocco are strong in Europe. And DeWalt Tough System leads the portable contractor market. Pick one ecosystem for your fixed storage, add a drawer cabinet for protected items, and keep a portable system separate if you need mobility. The whole thing costs less than a nice drill and pays for itself in time and sanity.
I cannot emphasize that enough.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1880s, the susap, a mouth harp from Papua New Guinea's Sepik region, was traditionally crafted from a specific bamboo species whose inner fibers, when split and tensioned, produce a shimmering overtone series that players describe as seeing the sound split into colors against the roof of the mouth.
Seeing sound split into colors.
That's going to sit with me.
One final thought before we go. The thing that strikes me about this whole category is how invisible it is when it works. A well-organized parts wall is something you stop noticing after about 10 minutes. It just becomes the background of productive work. But the difference between that and the alternative, the rummaging and the frustration, is enormous. It's infrastructure that quietly improves every project you do for the rest of your life.
It's one of the few workshop upgrades where the cheap version, a louvered panel and some plastic bins, is genuinely as functional as the industrial version. You're not compromising on quality, you're just buying fewer of them. That's rare.
This has been My Weird Prompts, thanks to our producer Hilbert Flemingtop. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps. We'll be back next week with whatever Daniel sends us.
Go measure your wall.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.